Has a person in a TV show died and affected you in a certain way? Like when somebody from Walking Dead dies, does it, you know, ruin your next day? Like when Herschel died from The Walking Dead, did it affect you at all?
It didn't really affect me, but at the time when Walking Dead was like the show, that had a group of girls that The Walking Dead would be on Sunday night, and then we would all get on a group chat on Monday and discuss it, you know, and everybody was just like, Herschel, lots of crying emojis, that kind of thing. But I mean, not really. I mean, sometimes it pisses me off that I don't want to continue watching the show. It's like, oh, it's no fun without Herschel now, or it's no fun with when they kill off a major character. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of shows where they kill off major characters. Like there's a show, there's a British show that my boyfriend and I are watching, and they killed off a major character. So now we won't watch it from that episode on. We've gone back to the beginning to watch her from the beginning because we like her. We want her alive.
When Glenn died on The Walking Dead, that affected people.
Yeah.
There was memes about it. My son and I discussed it at length. Mm-hmm. You know, right. How he died. And that affected you. So the top saddest TV deaths ever.
Ooh. Oh, I love it.
So the one, and 90% of these I don't know because okay. They're all Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh my God. Game of Thrones was, but see, here's the difference. Game of Thrones was brutal. And you knew as soon as you liked a character, they were going to die. You accepted the fact that part of Game of Thrones was that everybody was going to die. Just deal with it. That's the show.
Mark Green is the next one after Herschel. Herschel made number 10. Mark Green from ER, who Anthony Edwards played. Is number nine.
I didn't watch ER.
I didn't either, but I know who Anthony Edwards was on the show, but I just didn't really pay attention to it. Hodor from
Hodor. Yeah. Hodor was tough. That was a tough one.
Okay. That's number eight.
From Game of Thrones. Yeah.
The next one, Robb Stark.
Well, he died early. We knew that was going to, I mean, that set a lot of the action in motion. You know, Arya wouldn't have gone on her Rumspringer if it wasn't for Robb Stark dying. So it was a lot of stuff that it was like, it was early. So, you know what it was? Because it was so early, people did not understand that that was a show that was going to be killing off main characters. So when they killed off a main character early, people were like, wait, what?
And but that's got to suck for the actor.
Yes, that was probably really tough.
It's like, dude, I just got on this show.
How many seasons am I not going to be on?
Can I be a ghost? No. Damn it. So number six is Glenn.
He does come back in memories. So he did have a couple of
But that was bumps. Probably B-roll. He's not getting a gig.
Right.
They're not calling him back for that. He's just sitting at home looking at the phone. You know, let me be a ghost. Right. And there's a new Game of Thrones coming out. So he might, I don't know. Number six is Glenn. So Glenn dying on Walk of Dead. That was pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know who was going to die when we all had bets going who was going to die in the season premiere. Opie from Sons of Anarchy. That was tough.
You loved that show.
I loved that show, and he died very, very bad. So,
and how soon into the season, or the episodes, or the, you know, like what?
It was about halfway through.
Oh, so okay.
He
so
was
it was
a main
like a few
character.
Seasons in.
Yeah, he was a big character, and you really liked the guy.
Right.
And when he died, you're like, wow. And that was it. That was it for Opie. They not only killed Opie off of Sons of Anarchy, they killed his whole career. He's not on anything.
But that's the problem. So you wonder, like, as an actor, it's kind of like they're going to kill you off because it furthers the storyline and makes sense for the show. And you have to do what's best for the show. But on the other hand, you're like, so now I'm unemployed?
Yeah, okay. I want to see Opie on other things. Put Opie on, you know, Family Guy. I want to see Opie somewhere, but he hasn't been anywhere.
Right.
Okay. Supernatural, a guy from Bobby Singer from Supernatural, never really saw it.
Okay.
So he's number four. Number three, you're going to agree with, and I don't even know this character, Lady from Game of Thrones.
Yep. Okay. Lady was a dire wolf, And yeah, no, Lady was beloved. Yeah, that was definitely tough because, again, what are you killing off the dire wolves for? Like, kill the people, not the dogs.
Okay. But an animal made the list as number three.
Yeah, no, because it was beloved. It was a big, important character. It was Sansa Stark's dire wolf. So it was really sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, another Game of Thrones character, Eddard Stark.
Edward Stark.
They call it Eddard Stark here.
He's the dad. And again, that happened really early on. It set a lot of the action in motion. Sean Bean is a really famous actor in England. He probably had like a movie coming up, so he didn't have time. Like, Sean Bean's one of those few actors. He worked like crazy prior to Game of Thrones, and he's still working today. So, you know, it was sad for us. For him, it was just a paycheck. It's time to move on to the next gig. Yeah, he's super famous there.
Yeah, Jon Snow made the list also at number 23. I don't know who that is.
Well, he died and came back, so that doesn't really count.
Oh, so he actually got a gig?
Yeah, he died and came back, so.
And they have somebody from Futurama. But number one.
Wait, who from Futurama?
It was a dog or Seymour Asses.
I don't even know who that character is, but I love that there was a character from Futurama that got killed off. People are upset. That's funny.
Yeah. Seymour Asses is a dog, and it's number 30. So,
okay.
Another Stark, Catelyn Stark from Game of Thrones, 31.
Yeah, that's the mom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So number one on the list, we could care less.
A lot of these people died during the Red Wedding. That's why it was really important, because that was a major turning point. And like the Red Wedding, they just like literally went through the wedding with like murder. It was a murder wedding. It was like murder, 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 murder. What's on the menu? More murder.
And number one, we don't care. Colonel Henry Blake from MASH. So
I'm sure my parents were very upset about that one.
Yeah, we have no idea. I guess
I don't know who that is.
I guess that would have been bad if
I've heard of MASH, obviously, but I've never seen it. But I know that my parents liked it. So my guess is, yeah, my mom was probably crying in her Ovaltine.
Well, Carl from Walking Dead is 46. Come on, he should be a little bit higher than that.
No, are you kidding? When he died, I was like, finally,
you were happy.
He was so annoying, Carl. Yeah, I couldn't wait for him to go. I was like, oh, he survived again.
And Kumar, when he was on House, he's number 47. I don't remember him dying.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so hard. Now that you say it, I remember I was really sad.
Cal Penn. I don't remember him dying.
He did. That was terrible.
Really?
Don't bring it up. Yeah, don't bring that one up. Too much for me. I can't handle it.
When Hank from Breaking Bad died.
Hank was sort of like an evil. I mean, he was the FBI agent. He was sort of an evil character. John Norris, I think, is the name of the actor. When he died, it was like he was a good adversary, but I don't know. He was kind of a dick. I wasn't that upset about it.
And Brian from Family Guy, number 60. But if there wasn't a time machine, Brian would have been in the top five.
Yeah, they brought Brian back. But let me tell you right now, to this day, when I rewatch Family Guy, I skip over those episodes. I cannot watch. I'm not even joking. I can't watch the one where Quagmire gets a cat and Peter kills it. I can't watch. As soon as I see that's what the episode that's coming up, where he's like, guys, come over, I got to show you something. And it's the cat. Here, meet James. I'm like, I'm out. That's it. I'm out.
And then Brian dies.
And then, yes, the minute they're out there playing hockey and Brian's in the street, I'm like, nope, fast forward. Next episode.
I don't even want to see the replacement dog. I'm past that.
He was terrible.
No, he was great. If you go back and watch that, he was good. This is a dude from The Sopranos.
And that's why you loved it, because it's your dude from The Sopranos.
Right.
Wait a minute. What about all the Sopranos deaths?
Well, the big Sopranos people dying were at the last couple of episodes, so it really wasn't fresh. Like when Christopher died, it was the last episode. When when Tony died, it was the last episode, so it really wasn't that big of a deal.
No, but there were other characters prior who died.
We didn't care if they died.
But that's what I mean. That's like Game of Thrones. Like, you get really into Game of Thrones and then they kill somebody off, but you know, don't fall in love with the character. They're going to kill them off.
When they killed Pussy, That was a big one. I hate when people kill pussy.
Because you never do.
Because pussy never came back. Once you killed pussy, pussy was gone, and pussy never came back. Not even as a ghost. There was no pussy ghost. There's a scene in The Sopranos, which I've never had in my whole life, but when Tony's wife comes into the room and says, "Tony, pussy's on the phone for you." I said, why can't I have that in my life?
Yeah, you're not a mobster. You don't have, there's no pussy around you anywhere.
Yeah, pussy was, he's with the fishes now.
that's what yours would be.
Pussy's, yeah, and pussy, he never came back. So one, he was in every episode for a long time. There was always pussy. But then later on, it goes away.
I know. And that's the only pussy you ever knew.
That really was. And it was a fat pussy. And it was a bad pussy because it went to the FBI. So.